Okay, we're up to the first Mishnah on Mem Amud Aleph. Yisomash and Yisarsav and Yisgarsha. Okay, one second, the Gemara is next to what Yisoma, but whatever that means. A Yisoma who got married but never got Nisuin, so she's still a Basula, and Yisgarsha. And she is now a grusha. So Rabbi Elazar Omer, so she doesn't fit exactly the pasuk Asher Lo Orasa. We had the machlokas of Elazar and Rabbi Akiva before, right? So Rabbi Elazar Omer ha'onis chayiv not Rabbi Elazar, Rabbi Akiva and the Chachamim before. So here Rabbi Elazar Omer ha'onis chayiv by such a woman onis is chayiv and mafata potter. Because the knas goes to her, so by mafata she's mochel the knas. She concedes, agreed to this. When the knas goes to her father, father didn't agree, so he gets a knas. When the knas goes to her, by mafata she's pater, but onus is chayiv because she never agreed. Okay. Rashi. Yisomash in asarsum is garisha onus chayiv mafata pater. Since she's a Yisoma, right now we think that it means literally she doesn't have a father. And she also was Nisarsav and Nisgarsha. So therefore the Knas goes to her. The Achilte, she was Mochel, if it's Mefata, so she was Mochel, the Knas. The Midaita Nispata, Lo Potter. Bigmar Meforish the Nisarsav Nisgarsha Milsach Risihi the Loa Yisoma Koi. And the Nisarsav Nisgarsha is not going back on the Yisoma, it's either a Yisoma or where she was Nisarsav Nisgarsha, even if she has a father. There he holds it Rabbi Akiva that there is a Knas and the Knas goes to her. And the male is the same thing as a Yisoma who has no father. Okay. In a regular case. Omer Rabba Bar Chana on Rabbi Yochanan, Rabbi Lezer Beshitas Rabbi Akiva Rabu Omer. Rabbi Lezer said this in the name of his Rebbe Rabbi Akiva. Rabbi Lezer, Rashi explains, is Rabbi Lezer ben Shamua, and he is one of the five last Talmidim of Rabbi Akiva. And this Rabbi Lezer said what he said in the name of his Rebbe Rabbi Akiva. Do Omer Yesh Lo Knas Uknas Ali Atzma, because Rabbi Akiva held, we've had before, that where the woman has a father, but she was Nisarsav and Nisgarsha, so then, the Knas is hers, right? It's a Sherlo Ross, so the Knas goes to her father. This is the Rabbi Akiva of the Mishnah. And where she, was Nisarsa, and she's still a Basula, then the Knas goes to her. There is a Knas, and the Knas goes to her. That's Rabbi Akiva of the Mishnah. And therefore, Rabbi Elazar said that his din. Mara says, Mimai, Midiktani Yisoma, from the fact that it says Yisoma, Rabbi Elazar Omer, Onis Chayiv, Amufata Potter, right? Lechara, what's it called? Rabbi Elazar said that a Yisoma, regular Yisoma. So, the Onis is Chayiv, Mufata is Potter. Mara says, Yisoma Pshita. Of course, the Yisoma, the Knas goes to her. There's no father. So of course, Onis is Chayiv and Mefata is Potter. She's Mochel the Knas. She agreed, and the Knas is hers. Elohokamash Malan, the Nara she Nisarsa v'Nisgarsha ki Yisoma, that a Nara who is Nisarsa v'Nisgarsha, even though she has a father, she's just like Yisoma. Just like Yisoma, the Knas goes to her. So too, where she has a father, but she was Nisarsa v'Nisgarsha, the Knas goes to her. And then for the same halacha applies. Ma Yisoma liatzma, nafnarash and nisarsav and nisgarsha liatzma. Just like Yisoma, she gets the knas because she has no father. So too, nisarsav and nisgarsha, where she has a father, the knas goes to her. Omrav Zera, Omrav Bar Shila, Omrav Hamanuna Saba, Omrav Ada Bar Ava, Omrav Halachik Rabbi Elazar. Halachas like Rabbi Elazar, meaning the halachas like Rabbi Akiva of the Mishnah. Kori Rav Aleid, Rabbi Elazar Tovino de Chachimoy. That Rabbi Elazar was the choice of the Chachamim, Rabbi Elazar ben Shamua. Rashi, Shitas Rabbi Akiva Rabu Amra, the Amra Masnisan, Nara Shinisarsav and Isgarsha, Knosa Liatzma. talking when her father's alive. The soma is not the same as the nisar, is not going the same case. But a nisarsa and isgarsha is just like a yisoma. The kori la yisoma mishum depoka schusav min olagabi knasa. It refers to her as a yisoma, not because she doesn't have a father, but because just as a yisoma, the knas goes to her. When she's nisarsa and isgarsha, also the knas goes to her. And he learns it from the words asher lo orasa, where she's lo orasa, the knas goes to her father. Where she was orasa, right? She's not orasa now because she'd be orasa now. She's chayiv misa. He's chayiv misa. There's no knas. But if she was orasa at some point and is garsha, even though she has a father, the knas goes to her. Mimai de Rabbi Akiva says, where it says, how do you know she heals like Rabbi Akiva? Mitani onis chayiv mufata potter alma yesh la knas liatzma. The fact that onis is chayiv, you see, there is a knas, and the knas goes to her. Because if it wouldn't go to her, then mefata would also be chayiv. Hilkach mefata potter midai to avad va'onis chayiv. Vafilu avia kaim, even if her father's still alive, the yisoma kediktani pshita the mefata potter. And if she's talking about a yisoma who has no father, of course mefata is potter. Elohaka mashmalan, yisoma pshita maskana de milsa de Rabbi Yochanan. This is the finishing of what Rabbi Yochanan said, how we know that he held like Rabbi Akiva of the Mishnah. Tovina de chachimi, the choice or most fortunate of the chachamim, ashrei mitargamin and tovoi, right? The targum of the word ashrei, right, is tovoi. Rabbi Lezer ben Shamua. This Rabbi Lezer is not the Rabbi Lezer ben Reb Shimon bar Yochai. This Rabbi Lezer is Rabbi Lezer ben Shamua, the Talmido of Rabbi Akiva haya. He was the Talmud of Rabbi Akiva. Kedamrina biyavamos ba'avol yavimto. V'hoya ha'olam shomim at shabor Rabbi Akiva eitzel Rabboseinu shebedorom u'shno lohem. When Rabbi Akiva's 24,000 Talmidim died, so the world was desolate until Rabbi Akiva had five new Talmidim. Who were they? Rabbi Meir, Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Shimon, Rabbi Elazar ben Shamua. So you see, Rabbi Elazar ben Shamua was a Talmud of Rabbi Akiva. Hashenkin Rabbi Elazar ben Rabbi Shimon ben Yochai was a son of a Talmud of Rabbi Akiva. Okay. Mishnah. Ezeo Boshes. How do you evaluate Boshes? Hakol lefi ha-mevayish v'hai misbayish. It depends who did the Busha and who was Mevuyish. Right? Rashi. Hakol lefi ha-mevayish, odem beinoni ha-mevayish, boshto koshum, yodem zolum, yodem choshuv. Right? An average person who embarrasses somebody else, the busha is greater than if an odem zolel, and nobody did it, so who cares, right? Some drunk embarrasses you, so what do you care? And if somebody important embarrasses you, so his chashivas, right, makes it that that the embarrassment isn't as great because it's somebody very chashiv, but whatever, you take into consideration that if he's wasting his time on you, you must be somebody. Right? He doesn't stop embarrass people. But an average person doesn't have the chisorin of the zolel, and he doesn't have the mile of the adam chashiv, so his bush is worse than either of the other extremes. The ha misbayesh, and also according to who you are, who the girl is. Lefi chashivuso boshto. The more important you are, the more busha you have. Right? If you're a drunk, you don't have too much busha. Right? And if you're an average person, you have a little bit more. And a chosh of a person has more busha. Okay. So you have to take those two factors together. Who did the embarrassing and who was embarrassed? And then you can figure out how much the embarrassing was. Pagam. What do you pay for pagam? Roin osa ki ilu hishivcha nimkeres b'shuk. You see how much her value, her market value would be as being sold as a shivcha, because you can't be sold as a ben chorin. So you have to figure out if she was a shivcha being sold in the market, like kama hoisi yotha, how much was she worth as a basula? The kama hi yotha, and how much is she worth now as a ba'ula? Knas shava b'chol adam. The chol sheyesh lo kitzlam in haTorah shava b'chol adam, and the knas doesn't change according to a person. It's a set amount, 50 shkalim, no matter who you are and no matter who the person who raped her is. Rashi. Kilu shivcha being more forish, my griusa machmas beila. If she's selling her as a shivcha, she's not being sold for bia. She's being sold for work. What difference does it make if your maid is a beula or a besula? Right, the ikar is how she works. So the Gemara is going to discuss what difference it makes. Says the ema chamishim slayim omrachmanim yikol mili. Maybe when the Torah says you pay chamishim slayim, that is the total. It includes the boshes and pagam, right, and up until 50. In other words, you pay 50, and whatever part of that is boshes and pagam, that's included. How do you know that the boshes and pagam is in addition to the knas of 50? Omreb Zera, Yomru Boal Bas Melochim Chamishim, Boal Bas Hedyotos Chamishim. How could that be? Then it'll come out that you get the same 50 whether he raped a princess or a stam person. That's not fair. Omreb Abaya, Yochi Gabi Evid Nami Yomru. Evid, if you kill an Evid, you have to pay Shloshim Shkolim. Right? So how could it be Shloshim Shkolim? Yomru Evid Nokev Margolio Shloshim Evid Osa Maisa. Machat Shloshim. Right? Say the same thing. Right? If you have a diamond cutter who's an Evid and you kill him, you pay Shloshim Shkoli. And if you have an Evid who's a tailor, you also pay Shloshim Shkoli. Either you should pay more for the diamond cutter or less for the tailor. Elamai, it's a set amount. And the set amount doesn't make a difference which kind of Evid you killed. Same thing over here. It's a set amount. Up to 50, and it doesn't make a difference if she's a Bas Malachim or a Bas Hedid. So that can't be the reason why the Boshes and Pagam can't be included in the 50, and the 50 isn't a set amount for everybody, including the Boshes and Pagam. Elam Abzeiru, Ilu Boal Ashnayim. Echad kedarka ve'echad shelo kedarka. Yomru boal shleima chamishim, boal peguma chamishim. Two people will boil her. One kedarka, or one shelo kedarka. The Tosus says that obviously the shelo kedarka comes first. Somebody was boiled shelo kedarka, she remains a basula. He has to pay 50 shkolim. Second guy comes along, she's already a peguma. She already was raped once. Except she's still a basula, because the first rape was shelo kedarka. So he also pays 50. That doesn't make sense, right? L'chora, the first guy was pogame her more. The second guy, she already was a peguma. There was less pagam, right? So what are we going to do? Pay 50 equally? Must be that the pagam is in addition to the 50, so this one gets more than the other one. Then it makes sense. Mara says, Omer le'abayi hochi gavi evid nami. By an evid, when you kill an evid, and the shloshim Shkolim, let's say the same thing. Yomru Evid Bori Shloshim, Evid Mukashrin Shloshim. Say the same thing. If you killed a healthy Evid, you pay Shloshim Shkolim. And the same thing if you paid a sickly Evid, a Mukashrin, right? You also pay 30. Doesn't make sense. Elamai, that's the halacha. The halacha is that you have one set amount. It's the same thing over here, one set amount. How do you know that the Boshes of Pagam is in addition? Elom Rabbaya Omar Kro Tachas Asher Ina. Right, we learn it from Pasuk. Tachas asher ina. Hani tachas asher ina. The knas is for what he was ma'anaher. Nechlal di kaboshes began. But there is other things that you pay. This you pay in exchange for what you were ma'anaher. But there's boshes and there's began. That's extra. Rava Omar, Omar Kro, the noson ha'isha shochev imol avi anara chamishim kesef. Hanoa shchiva nun. Nechlal diik aboshes began, right? Then Rava says in a different pasuk, right? The hashochev ima. This is what the knas is for hashochev ima, but the boshes and began is not included in that. Rashi, ma'ase machat chayit tofer, a tailor. Elam rabzera mehacha mistabra she'ein boshes bechlal chamishim. We can infer from svara that it's not mistaber that the boshes and the pagam is included in the 50. And it comes out you always pay just a standard 50 for everybody. Tim Kane in Hefrish bin Baushlein, Boalshlein, Mala Boal Paguma. There's no difference whether he was Boal a Basula who was never Nival before or a Basula who was Nival Shalokadarka. Right? The pagam of one is greater than the other and you pay both of them 50? There must be some difference. Can't pay the same standard amount for both of them if the pagam is one is greater than the other. So it must be the pagam is in addition to the 50. Shmamino gabi boshes. Same thing with boshes. Kivin shenifkim akvar ein bosh torab kishlema. Same thing with the boshes. It's not as great a boshes to be raped the second time as he was the first time. Tachas hashirino gabi chamishim kesef ksiv. By chamishim kesef says tachas hashirino. That 50 shekel is for the ina. Mashma, there's other things you pay for that are not the ina. Mechlau de boshes b'gam she'ena mishim inui shari yeshna b'shar chovlim eno bechlau zeh. A boshes b'gam is something that's even by other people who wound people. It's not only in this case where you're ma'anaher, right? So therefore, that's an addition. B'gam hu nezek hanishum nomi b'shar chavolos. B'gam is what's called nezek by other things. What is the permanent damage that was done to her? And how does her value go down, her permanent value go down from before the illness to after the illness? Okay, so Morris says, okay, so boshes and pigam, right? The ema ledida. Okay, so I know the knas goes to the father, because the pasuk says, the nosan la vianara. But how do you know that the boshes and pigam goes to the father? Maybe the boshes and pigam goes to her. Now that we know that there's boshes and pagam in addition to the knas, maybe the boshes and pagam goes to her. Omar kra b'nureha b'savio, kol shevach nureha l'avio. Anything she generates when she's a nara goes to the father. Ay ve'elohod omar avuna omar rab menayin shemaisa habas l'avio. How do you know that a girl's earnings go to her father? Right? Shenemar v'chiyim kor ish es bito la'ama. Ma ama maisa yodel l'raba, af bas maisa yodel l'yaviha. Lomali, tepik leimim b'nureha b'esaviha. Right? If all the shvach of the ne'urim go to the father, then surely when she's a ketana, her maisa yodayim go, right? Even when she's a nara, koshke, when she's a ketana, why don't we need a pasuk to tell me that a father gets his daughter's earnings, because since he could sell her as an ama, so he surely gets her earnings. Right? What do I need that for? Learn it from kol shvach neurim le'avia, right? And if it applies to a nara, it surely applies to a ketana.
Not shvach is
ganai. What?
Not shvach is ganai. It's
earnings. What? You know, that's any shvach that comes. Her earnings also a shvach that comes through her when she's a nara. Ela, why can't you learn it from that pasuk? Hahi baforis nadorim hudosim. Kol b'nureha be'savia is not talking about monetary things. It's talking about the fact that when she's a nara, her father has the right to be made for her nidarim. So what's it called? So it has nothing to do with money. It's not called shvach neurim. Binureha beisaviha, she is considered in her father's rishos legabi nidarim. The chitema nailat mineh. So let's learn, just like she's in her father's rishos legabi nidarim, all other monetary things go to the father too. Mamona beisura leyothina. We don't learn money from Yisur. Torah put her in the rishus of the father, legabe isurim, legabe inedorim. Bahu said for money. The chitema neilet miknasa. Let's learn from the knas. The knas, the Torah says, you give to the father. So let's learn from the knas. Just like the knas goes to the father, the boshes and pagam also goes to the father. Mamona miknasa lo yafina. We don't learn mammon from knas. Knas, the Torah gave to the father, but the mammon is hers. She's the one who was nifgam. She's the one who was had the boshes. So it makes sense to give it to her. Ela mistabra davia have, no, it's a svara that it belongs to the father. The boy mosala manuvel mukashid, because he could embarrass her and be pogame her. He has a right to marry her off to whoever he wants when she's a nara. So if he could marry her off and get that money, somebody will pay, right? He's looking for a wife. Nobody wants to marry him because he's a mukashid. And he says, look, I got a daughter. Just give me enough money and I'll give you over the daughter to you. So he could do that. And then he's pogame her and gives her boshes. And still he can do it. So the maisa, he gets the boshes of pagam too. You see that he is the recipient of the boshes of pagam. Rashi, the ema ledido havi, the bishlom knas ksi bevin osan lavi anara, elahani lahavi lida. Here it doesn't say who gets the boshes of pagam, and the svara would be, give it to her. She had the one who had the boshes and the pagam. Knas, give it to her father. binureo beisavia gabi nedorim shiv. It's pasuk by the parish of nedorim in Matos. Umiu ikalamashmino adbimei nureha tolsa hakosu beisavia. The Torah, t'loa, the Torah said she's in the rishus of the father. So meila, whatever she generates goes to the father. Bito la'ama, hikish bas la'ama. The Torah compared a bas to an ama. Just like you can sell her to an ama, you get her maisi yodayim too. Tepiklei, ela al korchach, mehasim la'motzi meilif, ta'hu ba'foris nadorim si. You can't learn her earnings going to the father from that pasuk, because it's not talking about earnings. It's not talking about money. It's talking about ha'foris nadorim. Right? That she's in the father's rishus, l'gabi ha'foris nadorim. So therefore, we can't learn any money things. Not boshes, not pagan, not earnings, not anything. So Moshe says, let's learn it from there. Just like she's in his rishos for nedarim, she's in his rishos for money things too. No, you don't learn mammon from Yisr. So Moshe says, lein ofin knasa, ma knasa lavia afshar shevach mammon nurei lavia. Well, let's learn from the knas. The knas, the Torah says, beferish goes to the father. So let's say that just like the knas goes to the father, the boshes and pagan also goes to the father. Mar says, no, you can't do that. You don't learn moment from Knas. Ela mistabra, the boshes of Gam da Avhavye, Shari Biyada, Levaisha, the boshes, Biilo, the Pogma, Bigambi. He could do that. He could give her over to somebody in marriage, be pogame her, and be Mavayish her. The E boy, Mosola, the Kacha, Babia, the Manuval, Mushmukoshrin, Kinisnan, the Kamon, or Av Zaka, the Bito, Bikdusheho, the Kesep, Bishtar, the Bia. The kiven to be yod the lethal mammon lepogma levaisha bushazu hashda afsa they hide the pogma. He could have done it, so he's losing out. I could have gotten money if you're getting mavuyish already and nifgam. I could have gotten the money for that by giving you by kedusha. So I lost out that money by your being raped. So give me the money. So it's mistabra, the father gets the money. Okay, just finished to the Mishnah. Pagam, Roino Sakili, Shifchanim Keres. How do you figure out Pagam? You see how much she was worth as a Basula to be sold as a Shifcha, and how much now she's worth as a Ba'ula. Versus Hechi Shamininla. But how do we figure it out? Omravu Adishmuel, Omdim Kama Adam Rotzalitain Bain Shifcha Basula, Shifcha Ba'ula, Lashamsho. So where it says, Shifcha Ba'ula, Lashamsho, Mainafka Amina. If you're looking to sell a woman as a maid, what difference does it make if she's a maid who is a basula or a ba'ula? Same maid, right? Nobody's going to pay less because she happens to be a ba'ula if she's a good worker. What's the difference? Ela ben shifcha ba'ula shifcha she'ena ba'ula lahasiya la'avda. No, you're selling her to a person who wants to marry her off to his eved, right? Tamar says, in order to have children, and that the children go to the master. Moses says, La'avdo, my nafkale mina. What does he care? If he gives his eved a ba'ula or basula, the same children are going to come. Right, so what's a nafkale mina? The eved sheyesh lo l'rabo kores ruach imenu. The Rav likes this eved, and he wants to show him that he likes him. So he wants to give him a shifcha basula, which is more, chashuv to him, then a shifcha ba'ula. Wants him to have the hanoah of living with a basula, right? And he'll be makir tova to his adam that he gave him something special. So therefore, the difference in price between somebody who wants to buy a shifcha to give to his eved who he likes to show his favor, that's the how you figure out the difference. Versus my nafkele lechol adam bebilasa in ba'ula hi hoil mal malacha kaima. If you're selling her for work, what difference does it make if she's a basula or ba'ula? If I want to buy a shifcha to sell, to give my eved to have children, what difference makes it she's a ba'ula or basula? The children are the same either way. Koras ruach, shezoyer bavodaso. I have an eved who's a very faithful eved. Okay? Va'afu rotzalasos lo nachas ruach. I want to do him a favor. Like something nice, so he'll see that I appreciate the fact that he's extra careful in the way he works, and he'll continue doing that. Lat imo tam basula. She wants to give him a basula. Right? That shows favor. Right? If he gives her a ba'ula, so you know, what's it called? It's different if he wants to give his eved a present to show him that he really appreciates his work. So he gives him a new car is one thing, gives him a used car is a different thing. So I want to give my Evan a new card, so he'll know that. What's it called? Same thing. I want to give him a basula, not a ba'ula.